This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the family cause of peace. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the family being the cause of peace. Now, we know that husband and wife are the main roles in the family, and they play the main role in the family. Therefore, according to the Islamic teachings, it is emphasized very much that they both should live with love, and they should think about each other as being one person. They should not think about each other as they're two different people. Rather, they are just one. And together, they should manage the family, because when they manage family together, then their wordings will be one. And the others from outside, and even kids from inside the house, they will see that whenever it's about the family, they always have one wording. And therefore, they're managing this family, which is a small family, a small part of society, as one person. And they are united. And therefore, we, in such a family, it can be clearly seen that there is a kind of unity in the family. There is a kind of love in the family, which is not found anywhere else. And this is very important, that the families are having coordination with each other, the husband and wife having coordination with each other. And this coordination and this unity will bring the peace within the family. Therefore, it is necessary to have such a coordination. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of family, the cause of peace. And Islam is emphasizing a lot on this topic. And it says that the husband and wife should live as one person. They should love each other. Even we have the narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, in which he said, قَوْلُ الرَّجُلِ لِإِمْرَأَةٍ, that if a man says to his wife, Inni uhibbuke, I love you a lot, or I love you, la yadhhabu min qalbiha abada. This wording which he has said, I love you, or I love you the most, it never goes away from, it is never removed from her heart. It never goes away from her heart. Therefore, we also need to do some psychology here. And the psychology which we need here is that there's a difference between a man and woman. And in the family, we should pay attention to this point as well, that the ladies or women, they need to hear from the husband. They more like to hear things from the husband. For example, the wordings as such as, I love you, I like you, and the praises, obviously, when there is something, when she cooks something, obviously you praise for the food, for her dress, for her maybe makeup, or the way she talks. So this is the psychology of the women, that the women or the ladies, they love to hear the praise, their praises from the husbands. On the other hand, for the women and females, they should know that the men's more likely loves the practical aspect, that if the wife is saying, I love you, this is not enough. She should practically show maybe the affection, or, you know, with the practically, they should get involved. And this is what the males are usually, generally males are like this, men are like this. And generally the women become happy with the wordings which a husband says, And the man becomes happy when practically the wife is showing the love or affection with her actions towards him. So this is a difference between man and woman, and we should consider this. And sometimes when we see there is not a peace, there is a lack of peace in the family, it is because they couldn't understand each other. Even we could not understand how the men's react on what kind of actions and how women react on the wordings that we say. And it is important to know about each other, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.